introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Welcome into the gym class for Wednesday, the midweek edition here on KGYM. Coming up, Ben Visser to stop by from the Cedar Rapids Gazette to talk Iowa State football. Also, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football and fantasy baseball questions as well. Plus a whole lot more. It's all coming up next on the gym class here on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is the gym class coming your way for a Wednesday on KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated and a place where families meet up again and again after work, for the weekend, etc. And we encourage you to stop on by. Tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. And for good or for bad, I am back for a while now. Thanks to Kyle for sitting in. Appreciate that. As he looks around for something there. What are you looking around for, man? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for an adapter here.
I did not lose it. I have been gone the last 2 days.
I don't know. You might have showed up and pocketed it.
You cannot blame me for the sudden disappearance of a piece of equipment.
All right. Don't mind me.
Thank you for sitting in, by the way.
Oh, thanks for letting me. When you're gone, I bring my stool from the other side of the glass. I bring that in here. I'm not sitting in that stool.
It's probably why my back is all messed up.
It's a throne. It's a throne, Kyle.
Is a throne.
Yes.
The one he's in right now?
Good to have you back. I hope you're fully recharged for the fall season.
Ready to go. Well, okay. We're not ready yet, but
we're
gaining. We're gaining. There are a lot of things to do behind the scenes to get ready for a football season.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the high school football season, but for the college football season, the pro football season, as far as being affiliates are concerned. And I think all the college stuff has pretty much been checked off. Pro stuff's been checked off now. Had the Hall of Fame game underneath our belts. We're getting all the high school stuff ready to go behind the scenes with people for the games. The scoreboard show, which will be back, hosted by Jeff Downing once again this year from 10 o'clock until 12 midnight. All the scores from around Eastern Iowa, we will have them for you. And, of course, the opening game coming up on Friday night, August the 30th. Two Friday nights from this particular Friday night. And our football preview shows continue this coming Saturday morning. Four more coaches will join us. It will be Kennedy, Washington, Prairie, and Xavier. We will preview, and we have the Jefferson, Marion, and Linmar Coach's Corner football preview from last Saturday up on the website at kgymradio.com. If you missed it or you just want to take it in one more time or two more times or download it, send it to, relatives around the country, whatever you want to do with it, it's available at kgymradio.com. There you go. Can't wait.
Also available tomorrow is legal sports betting.
Yes, it is.
In the state of Iowa.
Young Mr. Kyle is going to be down there starting at 4 o'clock. Say hi to Kyle as you stop by at Riverside.
Yes, we're going to be live down there, right?
Yeah, Kyle will be live down there coming up tomorrow, 4 o'clock. And tomorrow is the day if you want to go down and get the app and get everything rocking and rolling. And that's the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com.
It is indeed brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Will you be placing a legal sports wager in the state of Iowa tomorrow? Yes or no? And thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And Kyle, while you're down there, will you be opening an account.
Oh, I'm glad to be down there tomorrow. Yeah, it works out pretty nicely because I was
you hopped on that assignment.
I was gonna have to make a trip down over the weekend, but as it works out, I guess I'm gonna be in the area tomorrow, so I'll just get it. I'll get it lined up. And as I recall, the figures that I saw for both Iowa State and Iowa to win their respective conferences, I thought both had pretty good value. I thought I think Iowa was something like 35-1, which I think Iowa's going to win the conference, but I look at the Big Ten as fairly wide open. I look at Iowa as a team that's going to be in contention, and if they win the close games, they could win the conference. So yeah, 35-1, I'll take that. And Iowa State, I think, was even 8-1 or something like that.
You're not trying to be a tout or anything like that.
A what?
A tout.
Help me?
Someone who gives advice?
Oh, I don't know. I really wouldn't listen to me because, and this is why
$4.99 a minute, by the way.
Scott, I didn't get a chance to tell you yet, but I tanked at the horse track over the weekend.
Oh, no!
Ofer.
Your paralysis.
You were analysis right.
Jinxed
by,
me. And it's, I said paralysis by analysis on you.
I was all excited. I had this one guy in my ear all week talking about paralysis by analysis. I go get out to the track. I can't win a race.
That's all right.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
I have the I have driving on the golf course yips. So you heard of putting yips. I have driving yips.
Well, if you want to hear about Riverside, Elias Sportsbook. We'll make another appearance on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn between 4 and 7 today.
Yep.
And talk about that grand opening tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be coming up tomorrow, and Kyle's going to be down there at 4 o'clock, so we'd love to have you stop by, say hi to Kyle, get the app tomorrow. I think we're going to be doing that on Saturday. And as we head down there to play a little golf, so looking forward to that coming up. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is a Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Cyclone Tim, I bet Iowa State's first game won't be rained out. I'm going to go with that, but you never know because history can repeat itself.
Happened last year against South Dakota State.
Last year. I think folks missed out on what have been a heck of a game, too.
Well, we wouldn't have seen Drake and Iowa State in the closer then.
No. No.
Which happened to be a heck of a game.
And you have the other side of the coin, 38-44, will not be placing bets anytime.
Mm.
And that's fine.
Sure.
It's just out there. If people want to do it, you can do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And that's the fun of things, right? You got
exactly.
Choices. You got choices out there. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. We're going to talk to Ben Visser, who covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll talk to him coming up in about 5-6 minutes or so. I will say this, Mark, sticking with the betting motif here today, the state of New Jersey, just with their sports betting, $251.3 million. Bet last month in the state of New Jersey. Last 13 months, $3.5 billion with a B dollars. It is a big industry. And we'll talk with Dave Kokin coming up tomorrow from Las Vegas on the first day of legalized gambling.
A few more people out there in New Jersey.
In the state of Iowa. Well, that's true. That's true. They get into it a little bit more. I will not be betting on this, though. There is a book out there. Since it starts tomorrow, that has odds, yeah, on the Little League World Series. Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's not even right.
No, that's not right. Don't bet on, folks, don't bet on 10 and 11-year-olds.
What's Curacao's odds?
3-1.
Okay.
Yeah, Profar's brother playing
for
them. You
know too much.
I got the email for a guy that was talking about the odds. He talks about odds for everything and said, hey, get this. You got the odds for the Little League World Series. Yes, Profar for the A's brother plays for that team.
Not even Dave Kokin's going to take any action.
No one's taking. Don't
League World
do that.
Series.
I don't even think it should be on television. I've said that before. They're 10 and 11, and we end up seeing their moms and dads are crazy in the stands more than the kids, so you can enjoy that starting tomorrow. Texts are flying in here at 319-366-1600.
Curacao's a good play, you say.
I did not say that. I'm just giving you, I am just the middleman giving you information. That's all I'm doing at this very moment.
Ryan and Walford on the text line. I'd be all in on the over for the Hawkeyes this year. What is the line? 8.5?
Seven and a half, I think, is the line. And a
careful
lot of,
about that, Ryan.
A lot of people have 8-4. The vast majority of the scribes out there have 8 wins for Iowa. We will give our fearless predictions next week.
I gave my pick on Iowa State today on a Sports View that aired about a little more than an hour ago, and next week I'll be offering mine on Iowa, and we'll get together and exchange thoughts. What, Friday? A week from Friday.
What about Co?
No, I haven't studied my Cohawks quite yet.
Oh, goodness. 319-366-1600. What's worse, betting on the Little League World Series or the fact that the Ohio State University is trying to trademark the word "the" on their Ohio State University?
Well, it's a little stuffy for me, I think, but the whole reason is the Ohio State wants to use it for marketing purposes, and as I tweeted in earlier, the Citadel might be a bit offended.
True. They won't be able to use the anymore, would they? Or is that just to be the Ohio State University?
No,
you can use the in front of any other thing.
Let's trademark and.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
Why not? Why not? Like Washington and Jefferson? And
I think if you look it up, the University of Texas is the proper name as well. And the College of William and Mary is proper as well.
True. Is it the State University of Iowa? At one point, wasn't it the State University of Iowa?
I don't know if that was the proper name, but Ohio State wants to make damn sure it's the proper name for its university.
Oh. 319-366-1600. We do have some afternoon baseball going on right now as the Twins are in action. Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers after the Twins got a victory last night, trying to do it again today.
Yeah, I'm watching on YouTube.
YouTube game of the, of the day, huh?
Harmon Killebrew would approve. Twins out in front of the Brewers right now, 5-3 in the fifth. Perfect game for the Twins. Bullpen to blow it, I see. Not quite yet. Boston ahead of Cleveland. That's good for the Twins. 5-1, top of the ninth. Your White Sox beating Houston.
That'd be two in a row.
Split yesterday, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Split doubleheader yesterday.
7-5, bottom of the sixth. Right now, Arizona on top of Colorado. 2-1 in the third. Tampa Bay leading San Diego 2-0 early, middle of the second. Oakland early lead on San Francisco 2-0, also in the second. Just getting underway, Cincinnati and Washington 0-0. Texas has defeated Toronto by the score of, oh, my screen betrays me.
Oh.
Anyway.
But you know Texas won.
We'll bring you up to date on that.
All right, very good. 3:16, we're going to take a break, come back. Ben Visser is going to join us. We're going to talk Iowa State football with Ben, who covers it for the Cedar Rapids Gazette right after this, as you're listening to the Gym Class here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
It's almost time to bet. Coming August 15th, football, baseball, college, or pro. Bet on the action with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. If you are a Riverside Casino Resort Club member, we will notify you of next steps soon. Not a Resort Club or e-club member? Visit Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to join. Membership is free. Make every game better with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Coming soon. Subject to IRGC approval. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Join KGYM broadcasting live tomorrow for the grand opening of Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Sports Lounge. Doors open at 6.
This is the Will Cain Show.
Dak Prescott, I agree, is not a top five quarterback in the NFL, but his salary will be. So who benefits from us having these kind of conversations? What kind of pressure does that put on? Who will look good if the contract comes in something like $32 million after numbers like 40 are floated around? Who does this help? Helps the Cowboys. Helps Jerry Jones.
The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Back with you in the gym class in KGYM. I'm going to talk some Iowa State football at 3:20 with Ben Visser. This, though, just coming out right now, this is from Sean Bach. Covers Iowa men's basketball, football, and recruiting for Hawkeyes at 24/7 Sports. He has tweeted out that Iowa redshirt freshman linebacker Jaden McDonald has entered the NCAA transfer portal, according to a source that told 24/7 Sports that. Now, if you recall, Jaden McDonald is the pretty highly promising linebacker out of the state of Georgia that Iowa picked up last year, Mark, and they had a lot of high hopes for this young man, and now, if this is indeed correct, that would be a pretty significant loss, I think, for the Hawkeye linebacker core. Not sure how much he was going to play this year. Maybe that played into his decision.
Well, I don't think he's on the depth chart. He hasn't seen the field, so it remains to be seen how big a loss it would be.
Yeah, from Suwanee, Georgia, down there in the Atlanta area. So a little bit of breaking news coming out right there. 319-366-1600. That is our text line, and we're going to bring in Ben Visser right now, who covers the Iowa State Cyclones, does that for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, also a big wrestling fan. We may get a wrestling question in at the back end of the program as well. And Ben, we're about, 2.5 weeks away from getting the Iowa State football season started, and Matt Campbell, with a lot of expectations, picked to finish third by the rest of the folks at the Big 12, and what are you looking forward to as we get to the start of the season this year?
Yeah, hi guys. It's great to be on here. I'm really looking forward to see how Matt Campbell's team can rise to these expectations or try to meet these expectations. Because, like Matt Campbell said, the Big 12 media days, the first three seasons while he was at Iowa State was picked to finish ninth and eighth in the Big 12, and now they're picked to finish third. So what can Iowa State do? What can he do to try to get Iowa State to meet that expectation or even surpass it? So that's what I'm really looking forward to. It should be one of the better Iowa State teams they've had in probably since 1970s.
Yeah, I would agree, Ben. On the offensive side of the ball, it's always great to have a quarterback like Brock Purdy back in the fold. Really burst on the scene last year. The news recently is, though, you know, the backup quarterback is always the most popular position on a football team. Real Mitchell has been named the backup. He would bring a different skill set, would he not?
Yeah, he's little bit different. Brock Purdy's obviously, he can run and he has legs, but Rial Mitchell's whole deal is his athleticism. He's a top five fastest guy on the team. He's really, really athletic. So it would be a little bit of a different offense, but really when we talked to the quarterbacks a few days ago, Rial said his main focus has been becoming a more consistent and more natural passer, or more natural quarterback, and not just scrambling at the first sign of danger. So I think they're trying to bring Rial in more into that Brock Purdy mold where he can sit in the pocket and deliver throws. But they do definitely bring a little bit of a different skill set because Rial is so athletic and he makes so many dynamic plays.
Can you see?
In theory, we haven't actually seen that.
Yeah. Can you see maybe some formations where Rial Mitchell is out there as far as in a slot position or whatnot, just to kind of mess up the defense a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Coaches have hinted at that since he committed, essentially. You only saw it once last season. It was in the Alamo Bowl against Washington State. The ball didn't actually go to him. He was just out there as a decoy, but it was a successful play, if I remember correctly. And it sounds like there's going to be a few more gadget plays in there this year for Rial Mitchell, since Brock Purdy is the defined starting quarterback de facto. So we might see a little bit Rial Mitchell flexed out in a slot receiver position, or maybe even in the backfield as another running back type. So it'll be interesting to see how they use him.
Speaking of running back, Ben, how and when do you think that all gets sorted out? Or will that be maybe a game-to-game thing?
I think it's going to be a game-to-game thing to start. Right now it sounds like Kenny Nwangu, the junior running back out of Texas, is going to be the guy to start the season. He's been Iowa State's kickoff returner for the last 3 years, and he's one of the best in the Big 12 at that. He's incredibly fast. Everyone always says he's the fastest guy on the team. And when he's gotten spot touches when David Montgomery was out in the last few years, Kenny did show a good amount of ability. So it'll be interesting to see if he can fill into that starting running back role, or if it's going to be a running back by committee. Because one thing Campbell has always said is all five running backs, I guess, that are competing for this position bring something different to the table. So Kenny is the super fast guy. Johnny Lang is really agile. Breece Hall, he's big. He's the big back. He's an incoming true freshman. He was rated 4 stars by, I think, every outlet. Jarrell Brock is more of your balanced guy. And then Sheldon Crony he's the senior, Mr. Reliable. So it'll be interesting to see if all five even get on the field or how that plays out and how long that battle goes into the season.
Another question, well, not really a question. Iowa State with the offensive line coming back almost intact from a year ago. Iowa State's offensive line was young at one point, and they keep improving each year. I'm waiting to see if they take that next step up to maybe one of the more premier offensive lines as far as the Big 12 Conference is concerned. What do you think about that, and can they take that next step forward?
Yeah, Matt Campbell seems to believe that they are taking that next step. Matt Campbell's offensive lines at Toledo were always among the best in the conference. Then when he got to Iowa State, it was a complete rebuild. I mean, he had Jake Campos, but that was about it on the offensive line. He had to start Julian Good-Jones and Bryce Meeker, both Cedar Rapids natives, as freshmen. And, I mean, both of them have even admitted that they weren't ready to start, except they didn't have any other options. So now all these guys are old. They're all seniors except center Colin Newell. So they seem to be poised to take that next step. I think they probably will. Matt Campbell definitely believes they will. He thinks offense, and he knows offensive line is a learned position. It's not one where you can get a high school kid who's big, plug him in and tell him to block. It's a lot of intricacies. It's a lot of skill and technique that goes into blocking, especially when you got another 315-pound guy from Oklahoma running against you. So, he thinks that they're finally at a stage where they can be a good offensive line.
As good as the defense was last year, among the best, if not the best, in the Big 12, in my mind, Ben, I think this team goes as far as its defense will take it. The offense certainly important, but this could really be a special defense. Would you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. They returned 8 of their 11 starters from last season. The departures were DeAndre Payne, Brian Peavy, and Willie Harvey, linebacker Willie Harvey. So you lose two cornerbacks, but you're replacing them with two cornerbacks who got a lot of experience last season in Anthony Johnson and Datron Young. Both guys really dynamic. Both guys that the coaching staff likes a lot. And then you're replacing Willie Harvey with probably a guy by the name of Will McDonald, who is a redshirt freshman. He got some playing time last season as a true freshman due to that redshirt rule where he can play four games. And in his four games, he was absolutely dynamic. He played defensive end last year, actually. And against TCU, he had a strip sack. He had a couple other big plays against Akron. So he's a really dynamic player. They moved him back to linebacker because he's so athletic. He played basketball. He only started playing football when he was 16. He played basketball his whole life. And as a senior in high school playing basketball, he got 22 points and 16 rebounds. Steve Prohm said he'd like to have him on his team, on the basketball team. He's so athletic. So they moved him back out there to linebacker so he can cover more space and be more dynamic in that area. So I think they'll lose a little bit because Willie Harvey was so experienced and so good. But Will McDonald, by all accounts, is going to be probably a really special player for Iowa State in that linebacking core.
Ben Visser joining us here, covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. How about the kicking game? Kicking, yes, back, but how about the punting game for Iowa State? And what are the thoughts about that going into the fall camp and into the season?
Yeah, punting was an interesting thing for Iowa State last year. I mean, Iowa fans might remember that. Iowa State's punter, Corey Dunn, he's an Australian, and he came in. A lot of things were expected from him. And against Iowa, he had one of the worst games from a punter I think I've ever seen. I think he had like two 20-yard punts. It was not good. He got better as the season progressed, and Campbell was saying, yeah, it was good to have a returning punter. But then in the offseason, he tore his ACL, Corey Dunn did. So now Iowa State is going to their backup punter, Joe Rivera, who had like one or two punts all last season. One was against Drake. So really, we don't know much about Joe Rivera at all. So it'll be interesting to see how he can come along and what he can provide in the punting game, because last season the punting was hit and miss for Iowa State, and it might have cost them the Iowa game, honestly, because they gave the Hawkeyes such great field position on numerous possessions. The kicking game, on the other hand, they were returning Connor Sally, who was okay. I think he was 14 for 17 from inside 40 yards and 2 for 6 or 7 from outside of 40. So when you get be consistent, he's going to make it, but he doesn't have the strongest leg. So the kicking and punting game for Iowa State could be a weakness.
Ben, as I analyze the schedule, which isn't an easy one, I think it's in the top 30 most difficult in the country, there's two-game stretches that I think are pivotal, those being at Baylor, home against TCU early, and then at Oklahoma, home against Texas later on, that coming after the second of two bye weeks. Every game's important, we know that, including that Iowa game. What are your thoughts on my analysis?
No, you're absolutely right. Baylor is coming on strong after Matt Rule's first season where they went 1-11. They stormed back and they went 7-6 last year with a bowl win. And they're returning their starting quarterback, Charlie Brewer, who is a top four Big 12 quarterback. And in the Big 12, that's pretty impressive considering the list of quarterbacks you have in this conference. So Baylor's going to be better than I think most people expect. And then TCU is always have one of the best defenses in the Big 12. Them and Iowa State are really the only two teams in the Big 12 that play defense. So they're always going to stay in games, TCU is, with the defense. If they can get a starting quarterback, because they started with a five-person race, but now it's down to Max Dugan or Duggan, I'm not sure how I pronounce his name, the Iowa kid, and Alex Delton, the Kansas State transfer. So if they get their quarterback situation figured out, and if that starting quarterback can be consistent and just semi-productive, TCU is going to be a really good team as well. And then Oklahoma and Texas are obviously, I mean, they're the big dogs in the Big 12. Texas appears to be finally back. I think we say that every single season, but this is the year that Texas is back. They got Sam Ellinger, who is another top two quarterback in the Big 12. And then Oklahoma, they got Alabama transfer Jalen Hurt. So they're going to be another really good. I mean, Oklahoma, I mean, the saying is you don't rebuild, you reload. And Oklahoma is definitely reloading. So that's definitely, I think you're absolutely right about those two game stretches for Iowa State. If they can come out of those playing 500 or maybe 3-4 ball, I think Iowa State fans would be really happy with that.
I think they would as well. A lot of the folks, experts around the country, Ben, are saying that this is a down year for the Big 12. Are you agreeing with them?
Yeah, absolutely, I am. You got West Virginia got a new coach, Texas Tech got a new coach, and then Kansas and Kansas State both have new coaches. And West Virginia is going to be a really bad team. Dana Holgerson left for Houston. They had a whole bunch of people transfer out. They lost Will Greer, graduation. They lost their two best receivers. They lost their linebacker. They lost their right tackle, their left tackle. I think they lost their center, too. They lost, it seems like, their entire team. That's going to be a big rebuild. West Virginia will compete for Kansas, being the worst team in the Big 12. They will not be good. Texas Tech is probably in the best situation of all the teams with the new coach, just because they're returning their quarterback in Alan Bowman, who is a good Big 12 quarterback. And they started the season, I think, 5-2 last year before they lost to Iowa State, and they finished on a 5-game losing streak. So they have a good team. They just have to be consistent with it. So he's in the best situation. And Kansas and Les Miles, they'll be horrible. The only good player is Puka Williams, who's suspended for the first game because he beat up his girlfriend and that whole situation. I don't think they have a quarterback. Kansas isn't going to be good. And then Kansas State, they got North Dakota State, former North Dakota State head coach Chris Kleiman, and he's replacing, obviously, the legend Bill Snyder, who's been the only person who's been able to win at Kansas State in the history of the school. So we'll see if Chris Kleiman can win. I'm not super confident in Kansas State this season. They had a down year last year, and I don't think it's going to get much better for them this year. So those Kansas State, and West Virginia are going to compete for the bottom of the Big 12. Oklahoma State should be okay, but and then we talked about Baylor, TCU, Oklahoma, and Texas. So it'll be, I think, a down year in general for the Big 12. So that helps Iowa State and creep them up to the pick to finish third.
Ben, I think the big news in Ames today is David Carr winning a junior world wrestling championship. He's the redshirt freshman, going to be 157-pounder, and I think it's the first Cyclone ever to do so. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, he's the first Iowa State Cyclone to ever win a junior gold medal. They had a guy in 1998 win a junior silver medal, but Carr is the first gold medalist. Yeah, that's an exciting thing to happen for Iowa State wrestling. They had, obviously, the upswing last year, and then following that up with a junior gold medalist who's going to come into the lineup and be a really dynamic wrestler for Iowa State at 157 pounds. Kevin Dresser likes to downplay things, but even he has a hard time downplaying how good David Carr is going to be. I don't want to put too many expectations on the kid, but it's almost like being an All-American is going to be his floor. He's just special. I mean, his dad is obviously Nate Carr Sr., who is a three-time national champion at Iowa State back in the day. So David Carr is going to bring a lot of energy to Hilton Coliseum and Iowa State's lineup for sure.
He will. He will. And that'll be interesting. Wrestling's going to – I tell you what, wrestling is better when Iowa and Iowa State are both good. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I absolutely 100% agree.
And speaking of Iowa State, I think everyone's pointing to that football game. But I tell you what, the game I think for Iowa State I am pointing to the most and looking forward to the most is the game at Baylor, because there is not a whole lot of love lost between Iowa State and Baylor after last year.
No kidding. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that was a weird situation. I forgot who they pushed into the Gatorade cart, but they pushed in the Gatorade cart. Refs didn't do anything about it. And then two plays later, Dave Montgomery gets into a fight with the Baylor defensive lineman. Iowa State's offensive lineman, Josh Kniffel, comes in, tries to break it up. Josh Kniffel gets ejected. Then they went and reviewed it. It's like, oh, no, we ejected the wrong person. They brought him back in, ejected Dave Montgomery. Didn't eject any Baylor people or Baylor players. So, no, there's no love lost between those two teams. Matt Campbell and Matt Rhule barely shook hands after the game. That's going to be a fun one. You absolutely have the right game circled.
I do, and I think that's going to be fun down in Waco, and that's a big one to start off the Big 12 for both of those teams to get some momentum going. We'll see how it plays out. Hey, Ben, appreciate it. Keep up the great work with the Gazette, and we'll talk to you as the season progresses.
Appreciate it.
All right. Ben Visser, read his stuff at the Gazette on the Gazette.com. Covers Iowa State athletics over there for the paper. Appreciate him stopping by on the program today.
We've been giving away some Colonel tickets, Scott. Should we do that now?
Why not? Because tell us a little bit about this. Because
yeah,
the Colonels, the playoff-bound Cedar Rapids Colonels, by the way.
Indeed, and those tickets are on sale for the first game in that series. That coming up on opening night in Bowling Night in America, September 4th.
Oh, well, we're busy.
but
please
hopefully
go.
Everybody else will be out at the stadium. This is a giveaway for a family four-pack of tickets. To a game later this month in the Peoria Chiefs series. That'll be August 24th to 27th. That's a Saturday to Tuesday series. Your choice to win those tickets coming up right now. Caller number 6. You'll win that family four-pack of tickets to the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
319-366-1600 is the phone number to call. Kyle will get your information. And yes, the postseason tickets are on sale right now at the Colonels box office. You can give them a call or you can go online to colonels.com. Are you telling me we are 3 weeks away from Bowling Night in America?
I'm telling you that.
That's somewhat of a,
it's a little
nervous
disturbing, isn't it?
And scary proposition.
Very disturbing.
Holy cow. are we going to practice?
Scott.
We had one last year, if you recall. You and I had a practice.
I'm going to vote against it. I'm going to be on an abbreviated schedule this year, so I don't think I'll really need it a whole lot.
I think I should still have one. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. 319-366-1600. That's the number to call. Kyle will get your information. That's also the number to text your questions for Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance coming up next right here on KGYM.
Test your skills in the Amana Best Shot. This four-person best shot will be held at Amana Colonies Golf Club on Sunday, August 18th. 1 p.m. shotgun start, 18 holes of championship golf, cart, practice balls, course contest, prizes, and dinner for just $59 plus tax. The event is flighted, and payouts are based on the size of the fields. Winners receive ACGC gift cards. Get your team together and call the golf shop to sign up at 319-622-6222.
Join KGYM broadcasting live tomorrow for the grand opening of Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Sports Lounge. Doors open at 6.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off. Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back with you in the gym class at KGYM at 3:43. Hanging out in the Hoosier State the last few days. They're ready for Purdue football over there.
I bet they are.
I've seen Rondale Moore's mug on everything. Billboards, bus benches, you name it. He's on it over there in beautiful West Lafayette.
He's a special one. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, he is. And they'll have him for a couple more years over there. Congratulations going out to Jordan in Springville. He is the winner of our Colonels tickets. Tickets on sale right now for the Colonels postseason, September the 4th. Wednesday night, September the 4th, the Colonels will be in action in the postseason. Go to colonels.com, stop by the box office, or go ahead and give them a call. We're going to talk fantasy football right now. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us. If you have a question, go ahead and give it a text at 319-366-1600. You can also call in at 319-366-1600. I'm sure Chris Liss, a proud owner of a brand new Daniel Jones New York Giants jersey. Is that the case after the opening preseason game?
No, you know, I don't really buy the jerseys, and the owner just came out and said he hopes Eli plays the whole year, which is kind of funny because obviously he wants the starter to stay the starter, but it was nice to see that he was at least competent looking after all the grief the Giants got for drafting him 6th overall. We will see. Quarterback is the hardest position in professional sports to scout, and even if it were a reach at 6, who knows? Maybe he turns out to be good.
I think he looked more than serviceable. Now, granted, it's a preseason game, and you can't get too crazy, but he showed some good things.
Yeah, I think Shermer's offense is a lot of short throws, a lot of reads and reacts. You don't have to be Pat Mahomes to operate in Shermer's offense. So I think, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Eli. Hopefully the team is 1-4, and they get rid of Eli for good, and at least we see what they have to see what Daniel Jones is this year, so they know if they have a high pick whether they need to get a quarterback or not. I mean, the dumbest thing they could do is play Eli all year, and then we don't even know if we need a quarterback when the draft comes around.
Chris, I'm really curious your thoughts on maybe a couple, three players that normally you might take or consider in the top couple rounds, but you really – really have questions about him this year.
Well,
is Antonio Brown one of them?
Guys, he's going to be late second probably now. I think there's a chance. Okay, so the upside is this. I'll make the pro and the con. The pro case is that he gets 190 targets, that he leads the NFL in targets by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally possible. Gruden loves to target the number one receiver. There's really no one else there. Tyrell Williams, the number two. They don't have a three. They don't have a tight end anymore. Darren Waller, maybe. I mean, it's really wide open. So Brown could have the most targets in the league by a mile and have a monster season. The downside is, with this foot thing, he's going to miss a lot of training camp. He's got on a new team, a new system. He doesn't have a lot of time to get acquainted with Carr. Carr's not very good. The team might be terrible. Brown's 31. He may be in a decline phase. There's a lot of risk. So that's why he's end of the second. He's not as safe as a Michael Thomas or Juju Smith-Schuster. So I think that's the downside. Other guys, Melvin Gordon still holding out. That makes him a risk. You've got guys like Zeke Elliott's holding out, but I'd still make him a first-rounder because I think the Cowboys need him and they're going to cave pretty soon. So there's a bunch of guys like that. David Johnson's interesting, and he's going 5th overall in most boards, 5th or 6th. And I think there's more risk than people realize. David Johnson hasn't been good for 2 years. He was terrible on a bad system last year, and the system this year might be amazing. Kyler Murray might be amazing, but it's a bunch of rookies and a new coach. It might take them a few games to get going. So there's a ton of upside with David Johnson with the pace of that offense, but there's also some downside.
319-366-1600 is our Hertzian and Stocker Jeweler text line. Feel free to weigh in with a question for Chris there, as 8258 has. Chris, we have a first-time fantasy player. This person is in a full-point PPR, 12-team snake draft, 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, and a flex. I need some draft strategy. how important is it getting one of those top three down running backs, or should I be going wide receiver with two of the first three picks?
It really depends where you draft. The best players to have in fantasy are the healthy three down pass catching running backs. Problem is, there's only a few guys that you can count on who do that. And then after that, you know, you're messing around with the Joe Mixons of the world. I like Chubb this year, but, you know, Mixon, Dalvin Cook, who knows, right? I mean, who knows how good they're going to be or whether they'll stay healthy. So when I get to the end of the first round, I tend to take receivers. I tend to take Devontae Adams, Juju Smith-Schuster, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham. So if I'm early in the round, I'll take Christian McCaffrey or Saquon or Alvin Kamara or Zeke, and then I'll come back in the second round with whatever's there. But if I'm late in the first, I'm happy to take two very rock-solid receivers.
I've seen places some folks are high on Mixon. Chris, are you?
I can see it. I mean, Mixon is a three-down back. He's going to get a big workload. The problem is the offensive line's not good. The offense isn't very good. The offensive coordinator might be a lot better this year, so we'll see if there's an upgrade. It's not a great environment in Cincinnati, I would
say. Mm-hmm.
319-366-1600. If you have a question, Chrysalis of RotoWire.com joining us here on the program here today. I wanted to ask you, we talked about Jones a little bit and how he looked for the Giants in their game against the Jets. Did anybody else make an impression that suddenly they have popped on the radar a little bit as far as a possible breakthrough guys going into the season?
Not from like the Giants and Jets. You know, there's a bunch of guys like David Montgomery who looked really good on the Bears. He's been kind of hyped up, and I was sort of, you know, I always kind of fade the hype. You know, Mike Davis is still there. Tariq Cohen is still there. But David Montgomery looked really good. He made this really nice jump cut at the goal line to get a touchdown. And it started to feel like, you know, maybe this guy's, you know, this isn't just hype. This guy's the real thing. And he did the jump cut was something you see from Le'Veon Bell where he seemed to like put the button. He's looking and then rearrange himself and go the other way. And Le'Veon Bell has great vision and patience. And it looks like David Montgomery has some of that, plus some pass catching skill. So, in a good offense and a good scheme.
Whoop. Chris, are you there? Yep, there you go. He's back.
Yeah, hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. We got a couple questions on the text line, Mark.
We do indeed, 21-39. I have the seventh spot in a 10-team snake draft. Standard scoring. If Le'Veon or Zeke, with his career position, is there, are they worth it versus Hopkins or Adams at wide receiver?
I would take Zeke, then Hopkins, then Le'Veon, then Adams is how I would do that. But keep an eye on Zeke. If it's still 2 weeks from now and your draft hasn't happened yet, and Zeke is still not signed, I might move Hopkins ahead of Zeke also.
I'm with you. I think the Cowboys are going to cave. Cowboys are caving before the Chargers are caving.
Yes. The Cowboys are more built around Zeke than the Chargers around Gordon. And also, Gordon's been hurt a lot. Zeke has never been hurt. You know, so they don't really want to give Gordon extra money and then, you know, probably gets hurt anyway. Zeke, they, you know, he's been much more durable.
319-366-1600. One of those guys, you mentioned Montgomery for the Bears, Mecole Hardman for the Chiefs, looked like he's just as fast as Tyreek Hill the other night with that touchdown run on Saturday night against the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, he's very explosive. But I would just say there's just not enough room for him. You know, I mean, maybe if Tyreek goes down or does something else and gets suspended, but with Kelce and Hill and the running backs, and Watkins, although he's banged up already, not surprisingly. You know, we'll see. Hardman, at best, is like an 80-90 target role player.
Chris, I think you would agree. You can get a really good quarterback in the mid to late rounds. A guy I'm thinking about is going to be out for the preseason, apparently, and that's Luck in Indianapolis. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the play still is to get Luck later, you know, if he's super cheap in the 12th round in a one QB league, and then just back him up with another good quarterback, somebody like, you know, James Winston, someone who'll be cheap, and then hope that you get lucky, no pun intended, and that he's fine for week one. I think a lot of people were burned a couple of years ago waiting on him. it's totally different than QB flex where you need two QBs. You can't gamble on Luck. He's, you know, you have to really push him way down your board. But in a one QB league, I think you can and just hope for the best. I mean, nobody knows. It's, the annoying part is the reporting has been poor. There's just no – what is the injury? We don't even know. Why can't they just get a straight answer? You know, it's not – this isn't like some secret personal thing or – it's his leg or his ankle. I mean, who cares? Just tell us what's going on, and they just won't do it.
8258 on the text line. I'm really torn on Barkley if I get the first pick. The box will be stacked, but I believe he averaged 5.7 yards a carry last year against 8 in the box. Is it realistic for him to perform up to last year's standard?
Yeah, don't overthink it. First pick, take Barkley. I mean, you can find a flaw. You know, first of all, the Giants' offense isn't going to be that bad. Shermer's a good coordinator, a good play call. I mean, a good offensive schemer. He's a coach. And Eli's bad, but the offensive line is better. And when Eli has time, he can at least make, you know, a reasonable throw, reasonable decision. They're going to move the ball. Barkley's going to be a huge part of that. He's going to be a monster workload on the ground and through the air. The Giants' defense won't be very good, but that won't hurt Barkley. If they're behind, they'll just throw more to him. So don't overthink it. Take the guy projected for 280 carries and, you know, 90 catches.
You can't project injuries, but, Chris, you know the last few years, quarterbacks go down every single week. Is there a backup quarterback worth drafting late in a 12-team draft?
Not that I can think of. It would have to be, you know, a system that was so good that no matter who was under center, it would be like Bortles on the Rams. Like, okay, well, maybe he would go crazy. He's a running quarterback. But I just think you're better off just drafting a second, you know, starting quarterback. You know, you can get Sam Darnold for nothing. And maybe Darnold takes a step this year, you know. So I wouldn't worry about that. I suppose if you were in a crazy deep league, like a 2QB league, you could take Goff and Bortles or something like that.
Last text here for you, Chris, 3739. How do you rank George Kittle?
I have him early third. He's got a calf injury, which is a little bit annoying. Doesn't seem like a big deal, but just keep an eye on it. You know, he's great, and he's going to get a lot of targets. But just keep in mind, like, it's a different quarterback. Now, it's a better quarterback, presumably, but it's still a different quarterback. So, you know, we don't really know how much Kittle would do with Garoppolo as opposed to Nick Mullins.
97-47 about tight ends. Your thoughts on tight ends? How early do you take top-tier guys?
Well, I think Kelce goes early to mid-second. I personally end up taking the Joe Mixons and the Nick Chubbs ahead of him. I also probably take Odell Beckham, Juju Smith-Schuster ahead of him. But right after the last of the running backs I really trust and receivers I trust, somewhere in the mid to late second, I'll take Kelce. And then I think Kittle and Ertz are late third. I would take them. And then after that, Howard in the fifth, maybe. Ingram Howard in the fifth. And then after that, I'm waiting. Because the rest of the guys are totally sketchy. I'm not going to take – then I'll just get Greg Olson in the 12th or something like that.
He's always there. Chris, tell us about rotowire.com because you can you got all the information and you can, no matter what your league's rules are, you can sync it up with what you guys have at rotowire.com.
That's right. It's well put. You can customize our cheat sheets to your particular setting. So if you have two running backs, two receivers, three receivers, flex, full PPR, half PPR, whatever it is, you put your settings in, you hit submit, and boom, it customizes a cheat sheet just for you based on your league settings. You can get it totally for free for 10 days, rotowire.com/trial, rotowire.com/trial. It's totally free. You don't need a credit card. You get full access, and then 10 days later, it lasts, and then you can decide whether you want to subscribe in earnest, rotowire.com/trial.
All right, Chris. We'll talk in a couple weeks when the questions will be fast and furious even more. So enjoy it. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, Chris Liss, rotowire.com. His parents brought to you by Imon Communications here on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up after this.
Pros like you do it right by buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities of the supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices, like 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more. Plus, save up to 12% when you buy three or more identical Signature Series A. O. Smith water heaters. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline not only helps keep your engine running like new, it can also help you win big. When you fill up as a Fuel Rewards member, you'll be automatically entered in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway after purchasing 8 gallons or more, where you can win one of thousands of prizes, including free fuel for a year. To join, download the Fuel Rewards app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, no purchase necessary. Promotion ends 9/119. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Great show today. Another one lined up for tomorrow. We'll talk UNI Panther football. Cole Bear will join us, who covers the Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Also, our friend Dave Kokin on the first day of legalized sports gambling in the state of Iowa. Don't forget, Kyle will be down at Riverside with the Elite Sportsbook coming up tomorrow. And that will be starting at 4 o'clock. He's going to check in with the guys in the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. They are coming your way next right here on KGYM. Twins hanging.
No Twins baseball tonight. They're playing right now.
They're hanging, right?
Middle of the seventh, Twins up 5-3 at Milwaukee.
You're helping out the Cubs fans there.
Well.
Although the Brewers are in third now, but it's still only a couple games out.
Yeah.
Cardinals within one, and they will both be in action tonight, both of those teams. White Sox trying to win their second in a row against the Houston Astros. So baseball going on. Guys will keep you updated on the scores throughout the next 3 hours right here on KGYM. We'll talk with you coming up tomorrow once again at 3 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.